It's Light Up Time, starring Frank Sinatra and Dorothy Kirsten with Skitch Henderson's orchestra. Now, here is Frank Sinatra.
And I'm asking our studio audience, who's your favorite singer in the whole world?
Frank Sinatra!
Gee, that's good. That's even better than the way we rehearsed it. I should have rehearsed the script. Skitch? Let's see if we can do the first song the same way. Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Light Up Timers, here comes the blonde that musical gentlemen prefer. The light of our Light Up Time lives, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Hello, Dorothy.
Oh, hello, Frank. Thanks very much. And Frank, before another moment passes, I must congratulate you.
Mm-hmm.
Your opening at the Copacabana last night was magnificent.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. To tell the truth, last night really made me very, very happy.
It was one of the largest crowds I'd ever seen.
Yeah. My mother took no chances. To make sure that the New Jersey commuters couldn't get out of town, she set up a roadblock at the Lincoln Tunnel. And believe me, she could do it. We got enough relatives over there to do it, I can tell you that. One thing about working at the Copa, though, I wish my dressing room weren't so near to the kitchen.
Why is that?
Well, last night a fellow thought he was looking into the kitchen, but instead he saw me before I put my tuxedo on, you see?
What happened?
Well, he yelled back over his shoulder, "Hey, Myrtle, don't order the chicken. This joint, they don't have any meat on them." But now it's to arms, my dear. To arms and a girl, Dorothy, to borrow a song from the fresh new musical comedy. A tune decorated with a provocative title, "You Kissed Me."
Just now you kissed me, and your eyes were bright. Just now you kissed me with your heart. Just now you set me free. No!
Delightful, Dorothy. Wonderful. You certainly sang that song with love and kisses. That was the kind of bus a fellow really likes to catch. Sketch, shall we hitch ourselves a ride at this point?
Why remind me the way we used to talk and laugh? I don't need any photograph to think of you. Why remind me the way we danced the whole night long? I don't need records of our song to sing it through. I don't need books of matches to remember our cafe. What earthly good our matches to a flame of yesterday? Why remind me? I know our love has played its part. I'm only asking of my heart to stop reminding me of you. It just keeps reminding me of you.
A Little Bit of Heaven, dedicated to my favorite Irishman, Johnny O'Neill, who's always seeing to it that I get to the top. He runs the elevator at my hotel. And he's a nice boy, too.
Ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea, for here's the way me dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it
to bake a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big, thick steak.
Start with a tablespoon of trouble, then add a smile and let it bubble up.
We ought to bake a sunshine cake.
It really isn't so hard to make.
Fresh tears, a pound or two of pleasure.
Kind words, you needn't use a measure cup.
It's not from a recipe book.
You don't have to be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look.
With such a simple dish, all you do is wish. So why not bake a sunshine cake? Of course it may keep your dreams awake.
Friends say there's nothing like the flavor. Don't wait to do your friends a favor. And for goodness sake, let's bake a sunshine cake. It's got vitamins A, vitamins B,
vitamins L-O-V-E.
If you're fat, it's for that.
If you're thin, stuff it in.
What's wrong if you get a double grin?
We
ought to bake a sunshine cake.
It's not from a recipe book.
Be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look.
With such a simple dish, all you do is wish. So why not bake a sunshine cake? Of course it may keep your dreams awake.
Friends say they ain't nothing like the flavor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor.
And for goodness sake, let's bake a sunshine cake.
Light Up Time is coming to a close until tomorrow evening when Frank Sinatra, Dorothy Kirsten, Skitch Henderson, and the orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson, will be back again.